Well, welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast again. I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands, and we like to talk about various things regarding parenting and give you practical things that are biblical, but also very practical, so you can start applying these things in your home right away. And today, I suppose this has got to be one of my favorite things to talk about. So we're going to enjoy some dialogue here together, and I think it'll bless a lot of families. If parents can put this idea into practice, it will really change the tone of their family life.
Hi, Dr. Scott, and hi, everyone that is listening. I'm so excited indeed to be again talking to you, Dr. Scott, and to share so many practical ideas and so many strategies and ways in which parents can really make a difference in how their children are doing, how their home, how their dynamics at home is. There's so much change that can happen when we apply these strategies and we put things into practice in the way we work here at Biblical Parenting. So I'm very happy that today we will be again talking about something very important, and that is how to move from disrespect to honor. And I think if there's something which many parents are struggling with nowadays in their children, and we see it more and more, is disrespect. And I'm not talking about just disrespect in terms of how we are how they are in a society, but also at home in how they're carrying out their tasks, maybe not paying attention, maybe not doing their best. So excited to talk about this. I would like to start by asking you, Dr. Scott, how did you come up with the concept of honor, and how and why did you think that that is an important area or part of a parenting process?
I think it starts with the reality that honor is one of the two things that God commands that children learn. So if God has commanded that, then why is it so important? And then as I did some study before we wrote the book on honor, I realized that the word honor is used in 9 different commands in the Bible. Honor pastors and widows, and honor your body, and honor governmental leaders, on and on it goes. So, but 8 times in the Bible, it says honor your father and mother. Why? Because it starts there. And I'm from there, I'm going, well, this is really interesting. So what is honor? And then kind of going into even the original languages and trying to understand the concept helped me recognize that this is a very important idea. I mean, obedience is the other thing that children need to learn. And honor, obedience gets the job done, but honor deals with how the job is done. Honor is a relational concept. It's like customer service brought home. And the more I started delving into this, I realized this is what a lot of families lack. They might be getting things done, but the way parents are handling this is just not working as well as it should. So giving parents practical ideas about how to address this became a very important thing for me. And that's why we ended up writing a book. The book is called Say Goodbye to Whining, Complaining, and Bad Attitudes in You and Your Kids, which the title may not fully describe what the book's all about. It's a theological study of honor, and then a practical guide of how to develop in your family life. Well, I just believe that kids who have disrespect problems need honor therapy. Oh, really, they need therapy. And that honor therapy is something parents can work with their children in the home, and great things can happen for them. And it just helps parents to move closer to their kids to think outside of themselves, to others. Oh, great stuff here in this subject.
Yeah, I love it. I really love this subject. I think it's so close to indeed what God requires of us, but also it's really so close to a child's character that makes it so impactful. It can make it so impactful in the way how they are in society, at school, at home. And I know something you mentioned before when you said that obedience gets things done, and honor is how things are getting done. Because there are times in which our kids do what we ask them to do finally. But they do it with the wrong attitude, and not showing any sign of that they're pleased or accepting that they need to be doing something. So tell us, Dr. Scott, how do we move them from doing something that, just because we ask them to do, but then actually doing something from their initiative or even when asked, doing something with pleasure and with contentment?
I think one of the things we do is we define it in practical terms. So I've got a working definition for honor that I like, which is treating people as special, doing more than what's expected, and having a good attitude. I think that's what summarizes the whole concept of what honor is. And we take each one of those parts then and give some practical ideas for parents. But if you're going to implement it in your home, I think the first thing you're going to do is start using the word. Use the word honor. I mean, honor, if you're going to treat people as special, honor means you're going to be thinking about other people, not just about yourself. And I think you can come home from the grocery store and say to your son, "Son, I got you your favorite cookies because I wanted to honor you today." And just using that term honor, or, "Hey, Dad's coming home in a few minutes. What can we do to honor him when he walks in the door?" Or when two kids are fighting, to be able to say, "Look, what you're doing isn't very honoring. We need to stop here and we need to regroup because this isn't right." And so using the term honor in family life to start with starts to raise the awareness level of the problem, but also the raise the awareness level of the solution as kids learn it. I think kids can learn as young as, you know, 3-4 years old. They're starting to learn about honor, and certainly they need it as they're teenagers because they're learning what customer service looks like. And we're going to start it right here in our home.
Yeah. And I think it's a lot to do also with relationships, with building relationship and having that strong base with our children and showing them and treating them with respect and understanding, even when things are heated and even when things are getting slippery and building that sort of expectation that we treat each other and as special as important in the context of our homes. Dr. Scott, how do we deal with children who are really struggling to understand that there is more than just the basic that they need to do, that they cannot really comprehend this idea?
All right, let's take the second part of the honor definition, which is to do more than what's expected. A very important part of this. And I think we're going to start giving kids assignments. And these assignments are going to be very important for them. They're going to be, hey, your job is to set the table. I want you to set the table, and then I want you to think of one extra thing you can do. That's the honor thing. Or we send a child on a mission to go do an honor inspection in the kitchen or in the bathroom and see what needs to be done. So we send them on honor missions. In other words, the point is look around for something that needs to be done and do it without being asked. I like this story of the dad who was teaching his two-year-old, wow, how to do honor. He says, "Stand there on the tile. That's the honor tile. Look around for what needs to be done. What's wrong in this room?" Two-year-old says, "Shoes." And dad says, "Okay, go put the shoes away." Or he really says, "Fix it." And the boy goes and does it. And then he go back and stand on the honor tile again. And here's this little boy at 2 years old is learning how to be honoring. And he loves it because he likes fixing problems. And so he likes to see what's wrong and fix it. So we can teach this in all kinds of ways. But it's going to be part of the things we require. It's not just a game we play. We're going to say to kids, when you're getting ready in the morning, you know what you need to do. But at the end of all the things you do, do an honor thing. What's an honor thing? Well, I don't know. Help somebody else or fix, clean something up or do something that contributes to the home or to the people in the home or something that is helpful. So we're going to actually put this into practice, require it. And I think it's important children report back. You know, don't just go do something and disappear. Come back and tell me what you did so that we can have this sense of accountability that's built in here.
Yeah, and I think also when we are in other circumstances, such as during dinner or with a family dinner or outing, when we are in church, when we are at things that, you know, not specifically in a circumstance that's at home, but we do something extra. We clean the table. Even if the other people are sitting, are not doing it, or we are putting the chairs away, even if the rest of the church is leaving. So things that we're doing extra to show that honor towards God, but also towards our peers. I think that's also quite important and can teach the kids the fact that we're not just, expecting something at home, but also outside home.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I think kids need to understand the third part of the honor definition, which is to have a good attitude. What that basically says is that each person has a responsibility when they walk in the room to brighten the room. You can't just go in there and suck the energy out of the room or whine or complain. We can't do that. You've got to go into the room and you have a job to do. And that is to bring energy into that room. I think that teaching kids, you know, that is very important. It helps them get rid of some of their selfishness. I think that honor is God's anti-selfishness curriculum. And for every form of selfishness, there's an honor-based solution. So what we're trying to do is help our kids get it so that they can move forward in some ways in life, in the classroom, on the ball field, and so on. It just becomes part of who they are.
I think so many parents are stuck at level one, getting things done. That this is such a desirable state. Tell us, how do we get started? If a parent is listening and they say, okay, I am able to give my kids instructions, they're following them. We need to start practicing and adding this honor. So what you just mentioned earlier, we're going to ask them to practice to choose an extra thing to do when they're given a task, to choose something extra to do so they can show that they're taking initiative into something. Is there anything else that we could do to get it, to get us started?
Yeah, you know, when I work with kids with ADHD, one of the challenges that children have with a problem like this is that they often miss social cues, or they tend to be a little bit more self-focused. And so we're setting them on honor missions regularly. In fact, one mom said she set her watch to beep every hour. And when it beeped, she said, it's honor time. Think of one thing you can do. And then there's two different ways we use the word home. Sometimes we use the word home to refer to the house that we live in. Sometimes we use it to refer to the people who live in the house. So we say to kids, what you need to do now is go out and show some honor, maybe one thing for the house and one thing for the people in the house. And what this does is it gets children to become more aware that life isn't all about them, and that they can contribute and add. And they're, you know, some children believe that chores are mom's work, or the kitchen's where mom lives, and if they clean their bedroom and whatever, then they don't have to do any work in the kitchen. I'm thinking, man, these kids need some things to learn here. And honor can be one of those ways where one of those tools that parents can use to help their children to move away from some of their selfishness. So I think it's going to be a mentality that we develop. I think we can do it as a family. Hey, we're going to the ball game to watch you play soccer. And when we're done, we're going to hang around afterwards, and we're going to be the ones to clean up the cones and put all the balls in the bag for the coach, because we're an honoring family. It's part of our DNA as a family to show honor. So in this way, we're not just telling our kids to do it. My favorite verse in the Bible about honor is Romans 12:10, which says, honor one another above yourselves. It's not limited to children or just a people group. It's everybody. We all, husbands need to be honoring their wives, and wives honoring their husbands, and parents honoring their children, and children honoring their parents, and children honoring each other. I mean, this is something that is who we are. And sometimes we're going to say to our kids, hey, we're not living this way anymore. We're going to develop some honor in our lives, and we're going to practice this, because what's happening right now in our home is really tearing us apart. So we're going to do something completely different. And in that way, then we're going to have practice sessions, and we're going to look for ways to change the culture that's going on around here in order to bring about some change.
Yeah, absolutely amazing advice, and so, so needed, I think, especially in this day and age where we are so focused on ourselves. It's so much about me, me, me. I think it's so important to turn our eyes towards the other side and to look around us and to see how we can make our homes a better place at school, and how we can teach our kids to actually do that. Dr. Scott, so encouraging. I really appreciate this. And I think every parent, after they listen to this podcast, are promising them they're going to start tomorrow with practice and work. So very encouraging and inspiring. Before we finish this episode, I would like to share with parents the fact that we're in this series now. We're talking about specific themes related to parenting. We're relating this to a series of videos that Dr. Scott has done, which you can find on the biblicalparenting.org website. And we're approaching 100 episodes. So we have quite an extensive library of episodes that is available And we do encourage them, the parents, to go and listen, have a browse on the specific topics that you're interested in, share with your friends. Please let us know if you have questions or comments. That we really love to see that and hear that. And before we finish for this evening, Dr. Scott, are there any specific encouragements of areas that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I think the parents, when they realize that this is not just a human idea or a psychological idea, but this is a biblical mandate, find fuel for their parenting. And when they realize that God is hidden within obedience and honor, the secret ingredients children need to be successful in life, then it's not just one of those add-ons. It becomes this crucial element. It's like a core course in a child's life. They've got to learn this. So when parents grasp this idea, I think they are more eager to put it into practice and implement it, realizing it's not optional, it's God ordained, and it brings tremendous healing in a child's heart and in a family. So let's go forward and be the kind of change agents in the world. I mean, the world needs more honor, yeah. And we can be the people who are bringing that into our world, and our children can do the same thing. So it's very encouraging and hopeful when we start practicing honor in life.
And you know what's more interesting? That I'm trying to find the word in Dutch to actually translate honor, and it's quite hard to find. So I hope parents that are listening from other countries can find that specific word that is used, because it's not so easy. So thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you again for your inspiration and for all the advice you have given us. And until next time, God bless you.